We are learning Masechtas Makis Daf Yudalid Omid Beis, and we are starting from the two dots on Daf Yudalid Omid Beis, an encounter but approximately 12 lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah that there's two more cases where it's Yechayiv for Malkus by a Tomei, where it's Koris and his Malkus. A Tomei, someone who became Tomei and ate Kodesh, ate Kachim, or he was Tomei and went into the Beis HaMikdosh. Both those cases are Chayiv Malkus, if you're one of the Malkus, and the Chayiv Karis. So the Shaila is, where's the Makar, which we need a Lav, and we need an Oynish, which is the Karis. What's the Makar for these things? But Tomei Shoychas HaKadosh, Shok to Gemara, Bishlama, Habola Mikdosh, Tomei, if someone goes to this, it's Tomei, Ksiv Oynish, Ksiv Azara. Oynish to Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Es Mishkan Hashem, Timei, V'nichrasha, Nefesh, Ahimi Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk that if someone goes into the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mishkan Hashem Timei, he gets Karis. And Azara, how do you know? Because the Pasuk says that Mizachar Adnekeva Tishaluchu El Mechutz HaMachna Shalchum Lo Yitamu Es Machnayim. It says, Klav Lo Yitamu Es Machnayim Alav. You should not go into the Machna Shechina when you're Tomei. So we have Oynish and Azara. Elo Tomei Sheochol Es HaKadosh. What about Tomei that ate Hakachim? What's the Azara and Oynish? Bishlam Oynish, Ksiv, first apostle, Vanefesh, Shtecha, Bosom, Mazeva, Hashlamim, Ashel Hashem, Vitumaso Yolov, Venichusha, says Klar, that there is a Karis. If someone is eating Kachim, eats Shlamim, while he's Tomei, he's Chayiv Karis. Ela Azara Menayin, how do you know? Where's the Lav? Where's the Lav? You're not allowed to eat Tomei. You know, a Tomei is not allowed to eat Kachim. Where's the Lav? So Shlokash Omar, the Pasuk says, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. This is a pasuk in Parashas Tazria. It says that B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. So that pasuk says klar over there that you're not allowed to touch Kodesh. And he's learning it means also you cannot eat Kodesh when you're Tomei, and that's the lav Lo Siga. Rabbi Yechonah Amar Tanei Bardla Asir Tomasa Tomasa. He has a Gzeir Shava. Learns of a different place, Gzeir Shava. Ksiv Halchav, Tomasa Yolav. It says, by the case of Karis, where it says the Oynish, by someone's Tomei, Tomasa Yolav, Nirchasav. Ksiv Hasam, it says over there, by the parasha of going into Beis HaMikdash, it's Tomei Yiyah, Oy Tomasa Yolav. Ma Lahalon, just like over there, Oynish Vazara, Avkan Oynish Vazara. So we have over here, what's the Lav by a Tomei Sheochas HaKadosh? According to Rish Lakish, it's B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, and according to Rav Yechanan, it comes from Tumasai Tumasai. And again, you could use the chart if you want to see that clearly. So Mara says, Bishlama Rish Lakish Lo Amak Rav Yechanan. If Rish Lakish, we stand, he didn't say like Rav Yechanan, because he didn't have Gzeir Shava like Omar. He didn't learn Gzeir Shava from his Rebbe. You can't make your own Gzeir Shava. He never had the Gzeir Shava to Masa to Masa. So I understand why he had to go to Bechol Kodesh Loi Siga. And Rav Yechanan might learn Rav Shlokesh, the first apostle, Bechol Kodesh Loi Siga. He says, Klar, Amalach, Ahua Azara La Truma. That is a Azara for Truma. That by Truma, Bechol Kodesh Loi Siga. It's not Azara for Kachim. It's Azara for Truma. And we know in Mezir Menadin, you can't make a Kavachimer. So that's a Zara L'Truma. Rosh Lakish, so what's a Zara L'Truma Ma'amanali? How does he know a Zara L'Truma? So Nafgale, you learn from a Pasuk that says, our first Pasuk says, Ish Ish Mizera Aroin Vutzarua Azov, but Kadoshim Loy Yoichal, and we'll see it when the Gemara is going to say it's talking about Truma. Ash Yitav, and again, B'chal Tomei Nefesh, it says klar that you're not allowed which means Truma. That's what Shlokah says. Shlokah Zerua Truma Nole. Nafkalem Ishish Mizar Aaron, which Ruah Zav. Ezu Davar, Shushava Bazar Shal Aaron. Which type of food is Shava Bazar Shal Aaron? Havayim Ezu Truma. And the reason is, Kachim cannot be eaten, Kachim only eaten by Zacharim. Kachim Kalim, like Chozav Ashoik, are only eaten Mizar Shalaran that didn't leave the fold. But if a lady got married to Yisrael and comes back, he comes back for Truma. She comes back for Truma. She's not come back for Chozav Ashoik. So something that's Shav of Mizar Shalaran is Dafka Truma, not Kachim. So this is the pasuk that says Allah by Truma. So you don't even Chokosh Lysiga. I know from this pasuk, Chokosh Lysiga to Kachim. So what's Rav Yechanan do? Ve'ida Hula Achila Vol Negia. One's for Achila and one's for Negia. Which is Issa Negia. So far, so good. So far, if you want to break it down, is we have the Tomei Mikdash going to Beis Mikdash, we have an Einish and Azara. Tomei, Sha'ochel Kodesh, we have an Einish, the Azara is a Mechoikis. Is it Bechol Kodesh to Ziga, going to Rishlokesh, or is it Gzeh Shavu Tomasa Tomasa? And then we have a Shaila of Truma, that you a Tomei that was a Geya Truma, so or let's say eating Truma, we'll start with that, Tomei that ate Truma, so we learn out from Ishish Zerar and Tzurua Azov, Bekadoshim, and according to Rish Lakish, so according to Rebekah, so far the Bechal Kodesh Loi Siga is talking about Shuma also, once for Nechila, once for Negiya. So it come out, the only Rabbi Yechon has a Makar that he can't touch Shuma. Remember that. The only Rabbi Yechon has a Makar he can't touch Shuma. Because according to Rish Lakish, his Makar for Truma is Ishish Zerah Aaron, just as Loi Yechon said about Loi Siga. So the only Makar for Negiya right now is Rabbi Yechon. You can see that in the chart where we have Rabbi Shlakish? Yeah. That's how he knows Tommy can eat Kodesh. He doesn't have the Gzeirah Shavah, right? Look at the chart that Azara Tomei Sha'ichel Kodesh, I think it's the fourth line. Azara Tomei Sha'ichel Kodesh, according to Rish Lakish, is Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. So my Kachem, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's Tomas Tomasa. So he has options for Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. He uses it for Truma for Negia. So, Zotah Gemara, Pek Gemara Kasha, how can you say Rish Lakish is teaching us from Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga that Azara, Tomei Sha'ichel Kodesh, you need it for something else. Rish Lakish, the verse has Kasha, Hai Bechal Kodesh Siga, Lachi Dasa, Boilele Tomei Shinoga Bekodesh, you need it that Tomei can be to Negea Bekodesh, to Itmar, Tomei Shinoga Bekodesh, Rish Lakish on a Loika Malkus, Rish Lakish on a Loika, why Bechal Kodesh Siga, Rish Lakish, who has our Chumu, because that's our Chumu. So we have a din that a Tomei cannot touch Kodesh. And according to Rish Lakish, it's called Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga. According to Rabbi Yechon, there's no Azara for that. It's for Chumah. So, L'chari Hekar Rish Lakish used that for Tomei Sha'ichel Kodesh, when you Bechal Lo Siga, and for the Gemara, Tomei Sha'noga B'Kodesh. You can learn two things over here. Tomei Sha'noga B'Kodesh, from the Afgar Rachmanim Lashon Agiyah, because you use Lashon Agiyah. Azara Lo'ichel Kodesh, when you Tomei, is because it says in the Pasuk, Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga, Ve'el HaMikdash Lo Savai. And when you make a hekesh, iskus kodesh a mikdash. Just like mikdash has azara and a oynish, same thing kodesh has azara and a oynish. So the bottom line is, you want to be very accurate. How do you know azara, according to Rish Lakish, tomei sha'ichel kodesh, according to Rabbi Yechon and Segzer Shavah, tomasa tomasa. How do you know azara or tomei sha'ichel kodesh, according to Rish Lakish? It's bechol kodesh le siga, bechol mikdash le sava, is the hekesh kodesh le mikdash. And as I state in the chart. Okay. Vakati, lahachid asa. You tell me Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga is teaching us, we have two things we have Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga going to Shlokesh. We have, first of all, you can't touch Kodesh. And we also have, it's a Hekesh to Mikdash Lo Savai, Makash Kodesh Lo Mikdash, Gavi Azara, Tomei Sha'ichel Kodesh. But I need it for another thing. Bekat Lachud Asa, and Wele, Le Tomei Sha'ochel Basol, Kodesh, Vez Rikas Domim. The Itmar, we know that there's two levels of Kodeshim. Before Zrika, after Zrika. After Zrika is right to eat already. So Tommy eats the tzchad karas. What about four zrika? What's the halacha there? The itma. Tommy is ocho basa kodesh of nei zrika is damim. For shlokas on a leika, get malchus. Rechon amin a leika. Shlokas on a leika, why? Bechol kodesh loy siga, loy shnol of nei zrika, v'loy shnol acha zrika. That loy shnol before zrika, and loy shnol acha zrika, losha bechol kodesh loy siga teaches us every kodesh, before and after. And if we get malchus, Rechon amar, ain't a leika. Because Rabbi Yechon Tamei, where's the Makar that a Tamei can eat Kodesh? Not on Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. That's for Truma. What's the Makar? Domakra Tomasa Tomasa. And we were learning out from the Pasuk of Vav Nefesh Techem Basa Zevach Hashlamim, Ashal Hashem. That's where the Tomasa Tomasa from. And Vechiksev Tomasa Achaz Rika Luchsev. So we're after Rika. So the Kasha is, how could Rish Lakish learn out Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga? That a Tommy before Zrukas Domim, the eighth possible Zrukas Domim is Chayiv, Malkus, already used of two other things. So tomorrow, who will be Bechol Kodesh Nafka? Listen to Chol, we learn it out from. Tanya Kova said, Rosh Lakish, that, what's Tanya Rosh Lakish? That you learn out of Zara, that Tommy ate a Kodesh from Bechol Kodesh Siga, not from the Gzeres Shava like Rabbi Yechanan. Tanya Kova said, Rosh Lakish, we have a Bryce that says, like Rosh Lakish, Bechol Kodesh Siga, Zara lo Oichel. It's a Zara to eating Kachim, according to Rosh Lakish. Atom Azara lo Oichel, in a Lazara lo Negea. Tamlin, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, Vel Mikdash Lo Savoy, the Makish Kodesh Lo Mikdash. Ma Mikdash Dovish Matilas Shama. something chayav karas for. Av kol davar shvatilas hashama. And by negiyah, even negiyah, mi ikar natilas hashama el v'achila. There's no natilas hashama, no karas from touching only by achila. So we know that's talking about achila, achilas kachim, and that's the makar for Kuntar Shlakash, and it's a bryce a raya like him, that the makar is b'chol kodesh loisiga. So let's chaz over the different azaras. We have a shayla of azara, habal, lemikdash, tame, the warning for coming into the Beis HaMikdash tame. That's loitamos machneim kuliyama. The oinish for coming to the Beis HaMikdash tame, it's also kuliyama. It's mishkan Hashem time v'nichus on first pasuk. Then we get the machlokes. Azara for tame that eats a kodesh. So according to the Shlakish, it's a mechal kodesh loistigya v'la mikdash loisave, which is a makish, we make a hekish, kodesh loimikdash. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it's zera shava, tomasa, tomasa. What's the oinish? Also the first apostate. Oinish that tame eich kodesh is the first apostate by nefesh, shtei chabasim, b'zevach ha-shlamim, mashal Hashem, v'tomasa Allah, v'nichasa, and both Rabbi Yechonon and Shlakish agree to that apostate. What's azara for a tame that was naga b'kodesh, let's say? So it's machlokes if it's just a thing like that. Azara that tamei is naga b'kodesh, according to the Shlakish is b'chol kodesh l'siga, and according to Rabbi Yechonon, there is no azara. There's no azara because b'chol kodesh l'siga is talking about truma. Then azara they eat even before it's rikas damim. It's only also kodesh l'siga because b'chol kodesh l'siga is talking about kachim. It's only kodesh l'siga because his parish is kachim. According to Rabbi Yechonon, there is no. It's not kachim. And now the opposite end of the spectrum. So azara that the tamei that ate truma. That everyone agrees. Ishim zera aron, because zera aron it says means like it spoke out. Shava b'zera shaaron. So that you learn at the zara, the lav of eating a tummy eating truma. What about to touch truma? That's already machlokes again. According to Yoichna machlokes leisiga. According to Shlakish, there is no azara for that. So that is the sugya of machlokes leisiga, and all the different halachas of tummy she'achal as a kodesh, and tummy went into Beis HaMikdash, tummy that touched the kodesh, and truma, someone that touched the tummy, touched truma, or ate truma, these are all the halachas, and like we have in the chart lined up, all the different drashas for all the different mandi amrim.